Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. Rubicon Theater Company presents the Out of This World musical Return to the Forbidden Planet. Halloween season, this campy send-up of Forbidden Planet and other sci-fi film and TV shows features a galaxy of 1950s and 1960s rock and roll classics, including Wipeout and Monster Mash. Return to the Forbidden Planet follows the adventures of dashing spaceship Captain Tempest and crew, who are drawn off course to the mysterious planet. Discover a brave new world filled with humor, romance, a roller skating robot, and an amazing cast with Broadway star Jason Gray and Rubicon veterans Kimberly Hessler of My Fair Lady and Jim O'Neill of Clarence Darrow. Wednesdays through Sundays, October 26th through November 13th. Call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Enjoy the new art season and upcoming events at Studio Chandler Island's Blackboard Gallery in Camarillo. The new exhibition called Life Force features world-renowned artists Hiroko Yoshimoto and Bob Privet from September 1st through the 24th. Also, be sure to save the date for September 30th for a night of comedy and cocktails with the comedic talents of David Diebel, Steve Smith, and Jason Love. For all upcoming events, check out StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368. As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything. And I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. We've got a great show for you today. And, of course, we have 2 hours, and that's what it's all about. We start at 6 o'clock and end at 8 o'clock, but we never end because we are always talking about the brighter side of life right here in the 805. And, of course, I want to make sure that everybody out there is awake, and we know that you have lots of choices out there. So again, we're so glad that you are here listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I always want to start our show with a moment of happiness and a motivation, and so don't miss an opportunity to brighten someone else's day. Someday it might be you. So with that, I'm so excited. We've got guests in our studio, and I do want to welcome Chad. How are you?
I'm good.
You don't have your coffee or your tea or anything?
I do. I left it in the car.
Oh, no. Okay. Tom, how are you?
Everything's great. Coffee brewing. Everything's good to go.
There you go. He's been here for hours and hours and hours.
He does.
You know?
He starts his day really, really early.
I know.
When do you sleep?
He is right now.
Usually February.
During our show.
Usually February.
February. It's not, yeah. We got to wait a little while. Anyways, well, I do want to say we are all about starting your day in a positive way. I want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. All those places are places that you can win. And when you win, you find out about all of our great advertisers and sponsors and the people that I call them Kim's Connections, right? And so I'm really excited to share them with you. Also, I do want to remind you that we do have a podcast. If you miss any part of our show, you can go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Also, visit our website at kimpaganoshow.com. And we have lots of great things to give away. So I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got lots of things happening this weekend. I hope that you make it to a lot of them. Get out of the house, go do something. We've got that beautiful weather happening again. A little bit of rain, and then it just is beautiful. So.
See, I think this is beautiful, too, but everybody hates the Santa Ana winds.
Well, if you don't have that headache and that sinus, you know, but other than that, I love it.
I do, too.
I love the evening. It's kind of like Palm Springs, right?
Yeah.
We like that. So
we feel like we're on vacation.
I know. There you go. So, anyways, I do want to introduce my guest, and, of course, Kathy Costas. How are you? And so thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Good. And also, we've got Evan Miller here. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Kim. Yeah, thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Kathy and Evan are from FMB Wealth Management. Of course, that's located in Westlake, and they're going to be talking a little bit about your finances. And we don't realize how intimate that really is until something goes wrong. And so you're going to be excited to hear kind of their twist on it and where they come into so many of our lives. So again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
We have the Dead Zone 805, Kim. It's a Halloween attraction that's a whole lot of fun. Real scary. It'll get you into the Halloween spirit real fast. Stay in the 805 and go to the Dead Zone. Along with that, we also have the event Sideshow, which is happening with the Caneo Players Theater, and that's based on a true story of Siamese twins Violet and Daisy Hilton, who became stars during the Depression. It's tragic and also very, very real, and you will find that with the Caneo Players. How about the Rubicon Theater's premiere of Return to the Forbidden Planet? And that's happening from October 26th through November 13th. Great productions put on by the Rubicon. You don't want to miss that. We have the Taste of Ojai, October 23rd, and that's going on. A big party at the Ojai Valley Inn. And finally, Hope's Haven, and that is coming up on the...
Tonight.
Yeah. It is tonight. Look at my calendar.
There you
wow.
go. See,
so
there
we'll
you go.
Will call it.
There you go. Yeah.
You could win today with Kim.
There you go. All right. Well, I am so excited. Let's give something away. And let's start off with Rubicon Theater Tickets, Return to Forbidden Planet. And they always do such a great job of there. And, of course, it starts October 26th to November 3rd. We had a couple winners last week. And we've got lots of things happening. Also, we will give away a pair of tickets to, which we have tomorrow, Taste of Ojai. And if you haven't ever been, oh my God, I love Ojai out there. And they do a great job. So again, that is their 16th annual. We've got tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Again, if you're just tuning in with us, we're so glad that you are here. And I hope that you're starting your day in a positive way. And of course, we are the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life right here in the 805. Kathy, Evan, thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and why you took this journey.
Kim, Evan and I are investment advisors, but we're also certified divorce financial analysts, which is a relatively new type of practice. And we focus on people who are going through a divorce, whether they're planning and thinking about it, in the middle of it, or have just gone through it. I think we found, well, personally, having gone through a 6-year divorce myself, I realized that the finances are such a huge part of it, and there's really very little guidance out there. Lawyers go to law school, you might have an accountant, but no one really helps you say this is what your life is going to look like into the future.
So. You know, I want to just kind of stop you right there and say no one ever knows what they're going to go through. But if you have that little bit of security and the help that you and Evan do to have that behind you, at least it's like, you know, my dad always taught me what you don't know, right?
Exactly.
But that's something that you both do know, and that's your specialty. And so you definitely want, I always talk about having your support team and having the people around you that can really support you. And so I would definitely want you on my side. So definitely. And let's hear from Evan. And Evan, what's your thought on this, and how is this part of your journey?
Well, with all of our clients, we act as a fiduciary, meaning we put their interest ahead of ours, and we care deeply about the people we work with, and we believe that we can provide clarity and confidence, which not only helps them manage their financial situation better, but it seeps over into every part of their lives, because when you handle your financial situation better, it allows you to attain your goals better, which is taking care of yourself and your family and the people you care about. And what I realize is the planning we do and the clarity and confidence we bring was sorely missing from the divorce process. And people were getting prepared to make probably the most important financial decision of their lives, which was signing their final divorce settlement. And that was going to pretty much dictate what the rest of their financial situation was going to look like, what their cash flow was going to look like. Will they be able to maintain the lifestyle for themselves and their kids? And there's major decisions that are made in planning for the best settlement for that person. And what I realize is that the planning we do for our clients, whether it be retirement or just their overall financial plan, is extremely important during the divorce process, and that people were making uninformed decisions without the clarity that we were able to provide. And now doing it and focusing on it for 4 years, I've realized what an impact we can have on people's futures at a time that's very difficult, and help them make decisions that are going to put them on a better path going forward.
So I'm actually curious, because I noticed you have a wedding ring on. So you haven't gone through divorce yourself, correct?
Right.
Thank God.
But yeah. what was it seeing? I know you know Kathy for quite a while. Was it seeing Kathy's journey that kind of you gravitated towards, you know, really growing this side of your business? Or what truly made you, is there a personal experience that you saw?
Yeah, when I was young, I was 7 or 8, my grandfather passed away at a relatively young age and left my grandmother financially on her own. And she actually had sufficient resources to continue her lifestyle, but she never really was able, or no one was able to help her get her arms around her financial situation, feel confidence in it. And it left an impact on me. It's really what pushed me towards this business in general. And the more I learned about the divorce process, the more I realized that the planning we do for all of our clients was especially important during a major transition, whether it be divorce or loss of a spouse. But what I realized is that the divorce process was unique in that there was going to be a major financial decision at the end of it that we could help make people make a better one and then give them guidance going forward. So.
Well, I love that. And I mean, that's what things, you know, when you have your own journey, whatever the reflect is on your past or your, you know, or your own journey is something that you can take to help other people. And when you are in a situation that maybe, you know, I just want to say, because so many of us, you know, if somebody's cheating in your marriage, or if all of a sudden, you know, there's a sudden death, or, you know, you just come to the end of the road and you both take your own, you have to, you know, here's somebody that you've been trusting your whole entire marriage. And it's a scary thought, but it's almost like you really got to take, you know, your own reins and make sure that, you know, that you're doing the right thing for your future. And a lot of times we don't really think of that at that time, because most of the time, one of them is devastated. And so that is the person that I feel, you know, needs to, that hasn't done their homework, hasn't planned everything, right? And those are the ones that you're working with to really kind of give them their backbone in the relationship. Do you agree?
You know, and Kim, I think that part of the benefit of working with Evan and myself, because of our personal experiences, we get where people are. And we get that these are maybe numbers decisions, but there's a lot of emotion wrapped up in them. Might be anger, it might be fear, you name it. And we really try and help understand. We have a lot of compassion for that. But at the same time, we're kind of able to be those people with our eye on the future and our eye on the ball, so that as the divorce process is going on, we're kind of coaching and guiding, not just in the numbers sense, but in terms of helping someone just navigate the emotional part of this. And we have team of resources that we go to, whether it be a therapist or a different types of ways to get divorced, different options that people have, to really help with all aspects of that process.
Kathy, I'm really glad that you brought it up, coaching, okay? Because what happens if, you know, all of a sudden you've gotten noticed that your husband or your wife wants a divorce, you're totally not ready for this, you didn't even think about it, you're just trying to get the kids ready to go to school or work, and all of a sudden you're hit like a ton of bricks. What's the first thing that they would do? And is that something where they would start to call you and Evan to make a difference? Or, I mean, is it, you know, they don't know where their bills are, where their any of their stuff is. So talk to us through that.
Well, Kim, we have on our website a checklist that I put together. It's different sections, planning to divorce, during, and then after. And I think by having some sort of a to-do list, it helps you start to focus and which foot do I put forward first. And certainly reaching out to us. We do happy to sit down with a complimentary a consultation and just kind of run through where are you, what's going on, what are the resources we might have to send you to for different possibilities, like I say, whether you're going to use a mediator or do you need to litigate, do you need a parenting a therapist to help you with parenting through this. So I think coming to that checklist helps you start to focus of, okay, what do I do next? And then certainly having a conversation with us, we can help with that process as well.
I love that. Evan?
And we can be the first point of contact if it comes up suddenly or otherwise. And we know our limitations. We're not therapists. We're not attorneys. We're not accountants. But because we've worked on a total of I think over 100 divorces, we've worked with dozens of the top professionals in each of those areas. So I think we can be a really good starting point, and we'll sit down and really get to know what the situation is, and then start help pointing someone in the right directions as far as people to talk to. And usually we'll give 1, 2, 3 names in each category, or each category that may be necessary depending on the situation. But we're certainly happy to help and be the first point of contact. Or if you're already working with an attorney you trust, then and perhaps not getting the financial clarity, which again, that's not their area of expertise, then we would want to work with your attorney. And again, the attorney is still probably going to be driving the strategy as far as is the divorce settlement process, but we can provide the financial clarity to help you and the attorney make informed
decisions. Evan, we're going to take a really quick break, but will you give out your website and your phone number for any of our listeners that just want to, you know, it's not something we wish for, not something we plan for. Well, some people plan for it, I guess, but, you know, and we're not probably never knowing about it, but I'm telling you, I always talk about on my show is having your support group and your support team, and that's why I brought Kathy and Evan on here, because I think what they're doing is so imperative to our relationships. And not only if you're going through a divorce, I mean, that's not the only people that you help, right? I mean, if somebody just really needs some, you know, security and wants to know what to do with their future, correct?
Yeah, so our website's www.fmbwealth.com. So it's F as in Frank, M as in Mary, B as in boy, wealth.com. And there's a divorce planning tab that you can click on, or just call 805-446-4444. 4494 and just simply say that you'd like to set up a consultation with Evan and or Kathy, and we'll get that scheduled. So,
and it's complimentary the first time, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So. Okay, good. Well, when we come back, we're going to share a little bit more of kind of the steps that you can find on your website. And also, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, when you call in, we have a newsletter that goes out to all of our listeners. Kathy and Evan are in it. There's a direct link to their website, so that can make it easy. I hope that you stay with us. We've got a whole lot more that we can share with you. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Chad, you want to give something away?
Yeah, you know, we have Dr. Angie coming on at our 11 o'clock show, and we have her fundraiser on October 29th, Staying Positive at the Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks. We have tickets for that right now. Call in 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show, finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim, and of course,
I'm Chad.
There you go. And we've got Kathy Costas and Evan Miller in our studio, and we are so excited. We are talking about FMB, and of course, that is wealth management. And they have lots of great ideas and lots of things that we've been talking about really for when life kind of happens to all of us, right? And
you
however
know,
we don't plan it. I mean, although some people plan it, we were talking about. But I know that you both have an amazing list on your website. Can we come back and talk about that a little bit?
Yes, Kim, absolutely. I created a checklist for people who are kind of in the beginning stages, the middle stages, and the ending stages. And I think especially when this first sort of happens. You know, nobody researches this until it happens to them. And the checklist is just kind of to get that first foot moving. What do I do? Where do I start? What types of information? I even have on there contacting a counselor so that you know how to communicate in front of your children when this happens. So it's really some good first steps. As well as reaching out to us. We do a free consultation at the beginning to just find out where you are and how we can help.
And I love that that you and Evan can do this. So you have kind of a male's perspective as well as a woman's perspective. And Evan, if we can just talk with you for a second, what's your thought on the list, and is there anything that you've added to it?
Yeah, well, first of all, Chad mentioned that that I was married. I'd be remiss if I didn't say hello to my wonderful wife. I'm newly married, so I just wanted to do that. But I do think that
good husband,
that
good
that,
husband. Yeah, I'll diddle that.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think it is good to have both perspectives, and you know what I enjoy most is now the way we've developed our process by design is typically we start in a place of concern and lack of clarity as to whether they'll be able to manage the financial situation. They hadn't done it before. And by design, you know, we want to take them from that place to a place of total confidence, control, and understanding. And what our process is meant to do is help lay out the steps and work with our clients, which can be very empowering when you're managing it properly and know that you're fully capable to handle this and make the proper decisions going forward. And it starts out with making sure that our clients are making informed decisions before they sign the final settlement. And then once the divorce is final, they hit the ground running because they have a budget in place. They've made informed decisions. And they start out feeling fully confident that they can handle this, which is really empowering with managing the overall situation.
I totally agree, because you're in turmoil or in trauma of your life. All of a sudden, you just got hit with a bricks. I mean, you don't even expect it coming. And then all of a sudden you have to think of, you know, should I keep my, you know, the home? Should I keep my kids in the same school? Maybe they're in private school, all those kind of things. I mean, there's nothing better than having a support team. And that would be you and Kathy. And so you get the inputs. And, you know, I always look at, you know, what you don't know, you don't know. And so you guys have already been going through this with lots of people and lots of couples. And you know, how does that – I would kind of want to hear a little bit of what your knowledge is from some couples that you have worked with, you know, and how it's changed their dynamics.
You know, something that I've found that's been really very rewarding is that a lot of our clients, a lot of the times we end up working with the female and – because a lot of the times the husband has managed the financial situation. Still about 85% of the time that's the case. And what's been very rewarding is that I kind of see how it was managed beforehand, because we get all of the financial information that's been provided for the divorce process. And what I can share with my clients, because I've been through the process now almost 100 times, the divorce process, I can share with them that not only are you going to be able to manage this, but you're going to manage it better than he ever did. And sometimes it's the other way around. But you know, when you lay out the steps properly and we work together with the client, what we find is they come from a place of, will I be able to do this, to not only can I handle this, but I can handle it better than it was ever handled before. And that's very rewarding.
And very empowering, I can imagine.
And I'm curious, Absolutely. Since this is such an emotional situation that you guys are walking into, is there a specific or incident that you remember, a couple or a wife for a husband, that really stuck with you and has really driven this to be a successful part of your business?
You know, I had a lady come in, and she was actually the main breadwinner. And she has two younger, I think they're 10 and 12 children in the area. And I think as women, you know, we're always very concerned about preserving the nest and keeping the house and all these types of things. And she was very, very worried whether or not that was a good idea. She didn't think it was, but wasn't quite sure, and I think was feeling guilty in a sense that, you know, this was happening to the kids. And when we put it out in numbers and did some projections of this is what it's going to look like in 5 years and 10 years and 20 years, it in a way took away that guilt, gave her the permission, I think, to make maybe a tough decision of letting that house go. And, you know, as I said to her, money is such a stress. And you're going to be stressed by having this financial burden hanging over your head. The kids are going to see that. And honestly, your children would really like to see their parents happy. And I think, you know, you can transition them to another home. And because you're going to be happier, they're going to be just fine. And I saw that sort of happen. And she was just so grateful that we gave her the numbers, but we also understood that it was an emotional and a difficult decision. But in the end, the kids have been doing wonderfully. She is happier. I told her, I said, you look like you're, you know, however much a house weighs, that much lighter because you don't have it sitting on your head. And it's amazing to be able to do this type of work and see people's lives be changed.
I can imagine somebody coming into you, you know, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we are talking about really the brighter side of life right here, because when you have Kathy and Evan working with you, your life, you know, again, I'm going to say what you don't know, you don't know. So you need to have experts in whatever industry, and, you know, your life is a part of your industry, of your support in this world, is you want to have your own team. And so it's so important to be able to have, you know, you guys at the side, but also you can foresee kind of where it would be going. And Evan, you talked about finding, you know, out how they usually take care of their bills and their savings and their, you know, all that stuff, their stocks. Is there a method to how you go in and find out all that? What if the wife or the husband, like you said, don't know anything?
Well, the good thing is during the divorce process that they have to come up with all their financial documents. So so we're very efficiently able to get a pretty clear picture of what the overall financial situation is before the divorce settlement. So the key is finding for our client the right settlement that's going to make their life work going forward, so they can continue their lifestyle for themselves and their families going forward. And there's a lot of decisions that are made before the divorce settlement is finalized that I think people make without knowing what the long-term effect is, and that's the piece that we can fill. So in the instance of selling or keeping the house, maybe they can keep the house, or maybe they can keep it for 2 or 3 years until their children go to college. But we have a very sophisticated financial projection software that we can put the whole picture together and show them side by side the different alternatives. And perhaps they want to keep the house, but we can show them, if you do with those expenses, here's how much you'd have left over to do the rest of the things you need to do for you and your family. And maybe that works, maybe that doesn't, but the client's empowered to know what the consequences or the trade-offs of each decision they're considering, and they can know it before they sign the final divorce settlement. I think that's crucial, because I think a lot of people make these huge decisions and it impacts the rest of their lives. And we can come in and help them make an informed decision before they get there.
You know, Kim, just to kind of add to that too, as Evan said, we've seen hundreds of divorces between the two of us, and so we can bring that experience without, you know, without someone having to go through that, many of them themselves, we can bring that experience, some of the practical knowledge, some of the creative solutions to certain financial situations or problems or questions, and I think that's very helpful to a lot of folks, because you know, this is all new territory for them.
You know, I always go back to the human aspect of everything and emotion and everything like that, just because I'm a ball of emotion dealing with animal rescue all the time. But has there ever been a client that has come through your doors that you've either turned away or was very difficult for you to work with? Because, again, a very emotional situation. People don't always listen to reason when you're very emotional. So has that ever happened with you guys?
Well, I think part of our solution is always that team approach, and not just us, but also having at the ready a list of folks, for example, therapists, life coaches, people like that, who if someone is sort of stuck in an emotional place that may be destructive to them, we have those resources at the ready and give them some names and some information. There are support groups. There's a lot of wonderful resources out there that, again, you don't research divorce and look into these things until it happens.
This is so true, yeah.
Someone, yes, you know, if it's someone who has an urgent need, maybe it's parenting. I think, obviously, that's often an issue that comes up, and maybe there's some damage being done. You know, we can also say, look, let's take care of this piece first. You know, I always tell people that the definition of winning in a divorce is coming out of it emotionally, physically, and financially healthy. And you have to have all three. You know, you can come out financially in a good spot, but if you're not physically and emotionally healthy afterwards, then it's no good to you. So we keep those resources at hand so that we can help people with those types of things, send them to the right people who are qualified to help them with those issues as well.
Wow. Yeah, I'm really excited to have you guys be a part of our show and about the brighter side of life. Can you give out your website one more time? And thank you so much for both of you joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
The website is www.fmbwealth.com. Or you can call the phone number 805-446-4494. And just say you want to schedule a consultation with Kathy and Evan, and we'll get it scheduled, and we'd look forward to helping you.
Yes, thank you, Kim. We really appreciate the opportunity. You know, that we're hoping to reach folks out there who need some help. Hopefully they can find us. So thank you for talking to us.
Oh, you are so welcome. I do want to remind everybody of our next guest, Kimberly Demery, one of the Paranormal Housewives. She's going to be joining us. And again, thank you so much, both of you, for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
We're here with Dr. Angie Wellacala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home, and it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice, and she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going
to
see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event?
That would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.
Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Hi there, John O'Hurley here. Have you got what it takes to handle the heat of the kitchen? Well, then prove it. Join five of America's hottest celebrity chefs, including Ben Ford, Elizabeth Faulkner, Antonia LaFaso, Michael Votaggio, and Tyler Florence. Participate in a Chopped-style competition on stage at the Susan G. Komen Culinary Showdown. Help support the fight against breast cancer. Learn more at KomenLACounty.org/cook. That's KomenLACounty.org/cook.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind you of our second hour, and we are going to be talking with Dr. Angie Willikala. I think that's how we pronounced it.
Yes, I think I got it right.
And she is the CEO, founder, Healing Agent International, and she will be on our next show. We're going to be talking about her fighting strong on October 29th. We hope that you will all join us there. Also, we've got somebody from CEO, Center for Special Needs. And then we are going to be talking with Pam Farrell. And I love her topic, seven simple skills for keeping it all together. So I hope you stay all the way through with that. And right now we just had Kimberly Demery join us in the studio. Welcome, Kimberly, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be on a show with a woman who has the same name as myself.
Thank you. Thank you. And what is your middle name?
Anne.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And mine is Dawn. And do you know why, Chad?
Because you were born at dawn.
Oh, you are so smart. You remember this. The most important
thing. I remember this conversation another time.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, anyways, Kimberly is here to talk about paranormal housewives. And yes. I know you're not a housewife.
I'm not.
But paranormal. So is that like ghost hunting?
Yeah. Yeah. We're an all-female paranormal team called the Paranormal Housewives. And yes, I am not a housewife nor have children, but the rest of the team does, and that's where it started from.
How long have you guys been doing this?
We've been together as a team for 4 years, but everybody's been privately investigating for many, many more.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they actual private investigators?
Paranormal investigators.
Okay.
You don't get a degree license or anything.
Oh, you don't.
To do it. No, you just learn the trade. And every team does things differently. So we probably do things differently than another team.
How did you like the Ghostbuster new movie? Have you seen it?
I loved it.
Of course, it's women this time.
It was
we
fun.
Rock, right?
It was just fun. Yeah. I really, really loved it. Yeah. I thought they did a great job.
So do you have any of that stuff to do it with?
No. Equipment is very expensive.
Yeah. So you just do it through your mind or through your eyes or what are we doing here?
No. Actually, two of the girls on the team, they are sensitive, so they do pick up things like that. But we also use equipment. We have.
So what kind of equipment do you use?
Video recorders.
Have you ever seen, like watched a video back and it's actually on there?
Yeah. Yeah, we have. It's mostly like light anomalies, and I don't mean dust particles or orbs or anything like that. But yeah, the majority of the evidence really does come from your voice recorders. It's the best tool. So we're kind of old school where we just kind of keep it simple. I mean, don't get me wrong. We would love the funds to have more equipment.
So I'm curious, because you have believers and then you have non-believers, and I'm somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
How do you try to convince either the on the fence or non-believers? Or, I mean, because how do I know that recording didn't come from
exactly
you?
And you should be skeptical. Yes. And I am when I listen to EVPs from other teams online. I'm all kind of, and you really should be, because there are some posers out there for sure. And the only you can only trust yourself and your team. So for like a non-believer who really wants to experience, you should go with a team and, you know, your very own recorder. You know what you caught. You know who was saying what. You know you tagged things if someone's foot moved or someone's stomach growled. Stomach growling sounds like, you know, devil. Sounds like a demon. It's crazy. But yeah, you should remain that way. Absolutely. I trust my stuff, and we put it out there, and people can critique it all they want, and I expect them to.
So when you get something, where do you put it? Where do you share it?
We have our website, theparanormalhousewives.com. It's on there. I also have a Ghost Girl Paranormal website that I place all my other EVPs from other locations on, and we invite people to have a dialogue about it. And everybody has their own interpretation, and we're fine. Like I said, I do too. When I listen to other stuff, I kind of go, oh, that sort of sounds like a stomach. Or, you know.
I never would have thought that your stomach sounds like a devil.
Oh, because it's very heightened what you're recording.
Yeah, our recorders are really good, and they catch everything. And you have to sit there. And if you're really quiet, you have no idea all the bodily functions that
are
going on.
Yeah, there's no passing gas without it.
No, there's not a silent burp. There's, yeah, exactly. It's your hair moves, you hear it.
So it's interesting. You know, we have our Halloween attraction coming up. So do you like those kind of things? Scary?
No, I'm afraid of those things.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
You know, ghost hunting isn't scary. It's very quiet. It's rare that things happen directly right in front of your face.
If it can move you, that's scary enough.
Yes, that's for sure. But something like that, I don't know. I mean, those are human beings, and sometimes I think humans are more scary than spirits, to be honest.
So do you think that there's a difference between a happy spirit and a mean spirit? Or?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, in my personal opinion, I think some people, if they're jerks in the, you know, in life, they are in their
afterlife.
Yeah.
So that means you do believe in afterlife?
Oh, absolutely. And I know one time I was scratched at a location, and it felt like jellyfish stings. Wow. And we lifted up my shirt and we saw the scratches on my back, and people were asking me, well, do you think it was, you know, an aggressive spirit or something? And actually, no, because we were kind of in a safe place where we didn't feel like.
See, I would have been like, peace out.
No.
You have to stay.
You have to force yourself to stay. But I think that since they are on a completely different realm, it's really hard to reach us. And I think sometimes if they're trying to touch you or talk to you, they have to punch through whatever that barrier happens to be. And I think when people say, oh, I was pushed or something, I think it's them just trying to, you know, get to us, and they finally reach us, and it just seems like it's a little more aggressive than not.
So I actually have a personal story, because I am on the fence of all of this. And in my house that I lived in Somas, I was going through a very tough
good
time.
Good old Somas.
Yep. I was going through a very tough time in my relationship. And we had in our bathroom, my son, it was like a tub down in the ground, kind of hard to explain. But anyways, he would take his toys in there. And there was this one toy that he took in there. And it used to be electronic, but it stopped working like months. So I the reason I say I was having a tough time in the relationship was there was a lot of chaos in the house going on. There was one night, things just started seeming off. There were just noises, door would slam, thinking it's a wind because you're in Somas, you get to Santa Ana's. All of a sudden, this toy begins making the noises. And so I'm like, get out of bed, go touch it, no noises. Go back into bed, noises.
Really?
Go again. And literally at this point, I'm like, huh. And then I heard, it sounded like someone downstairs opened and closed the door and walked up the stairs. So then I go back to bed thinking, check the house, nothing. You know, I'm all about let's go. We're out of here. And that toy went off again. And every single time I got up and messed with it and did anything, it wouldn't do anything. And I said, I told my partner, I said, if that goes off again, I'm throwing it out the window. And it went off again, and I threw it out the window.
You did.
I threw it out the window, and I said, if I hear any other noises, we're all getting in the car, and we're leaving. And I was serious. I am not that one to wait for something to happen, because I'm on the fence. I believe there is an afterlife. Yeah. I believe either we turn into energy. I don't think life just stops.
Well, I had a very similar situation. We were driving through the desert, and the kids were all asleep, and one of their toys, the same thing, like a little music thing. And I was like, they're going to wake up, you know? And so I turned it off, and it kept playing.
Oh,
very similar, the same thing.
It would have been in the desert.
Yeah. Well, but it was really weird, because that was the day that I actually saw my daughter, which I would never even, you know, my daughter that passed away. Mm-hmm. I had a baby. And that was the first time I ever, and I, believe me, I was so not a believer.
Yeah.
And then when I saw her, and then that music kept playing, and it was like baby music, nursery music. It was freaky. So I do believe in that kind of stuff now. And
they were certainly trying to reach to you. My dad has a story of hearing me laughing and playing in my room, but yet I was still in a crib at the time, and he opens the door, and one of my balls that had like little balls in it just sort of stopped rolling on the ground, and I'm in my crib laughing and giggling at it. So someone was certainly trying to reach out to you, and someone was being very playful.
I don't think it was
you.
Playful. I think they were annoyed.
Right? Annoying, sure.
I think we brought out some chaos in the house, and I was like, I'm done. Bye.
Yeah, where is that house? You know who's in there now? Can we investigate it?
Is that what you do? Like anybody that? No, is it? Like, do you look for houses that maybe somebody passed away in their home or that kind of thing? Or,
well, and we've had investigations where the person has not yet passed but has left some imprint there. You know, some of it's residual, where it is just an imprint of something that happened in time, versus, you know, an intelligent haunting. But
did you become involved? Or
you grew up with it.
Your parents are into this?
Nobody rejected it. Everybody was always open to it, and we've always had hauntings in the houses that we've lived in. I'm just one of those lucky people. And then I met up with some ghost hunters, and life got even better.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the best thing.
So give us your website, so if any of our listeners are intrigued by what we're talking about.
Yeah, and you can certainly contact us too. Our email is paranormalhousewives@yahoo.com. And our website is, paranormalhousewives@yahoo.com is the email. And then www.paranormalhousewives.com is our website. And you can look at all of our past investigations. And then you can also go to ghostgirlparanormal.com and read my blog sites. And we have other investigations posted on there as well.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing
it.
Thanks
for
letting
me come on.
We are at the end of our show. I do want to give out Kathy and Evan's website. And, of course, that is FMB Wealth Management. And, of course, they are registered investment advisors. And you know, it's interesting. They had a lot to say about, you know.
That was great information.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that you don't want to be left with not having any knowledge of that, or at least be able to have somebody to
call. And divorce is just the most sensitive, emotional, touchy subject for anybody.
Exactly. Well, I do want to give out their phone number again, 805-446-4494. And of course, their website is fmbwealth.com. And of course, we always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Getting into debt is getting into a tanglesome net. Perfect.
Come
on. There you go. Anyways, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us, because we have a whole nother hour of great guests, too. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.